Hi, and welcome to the online course titled, OnMooked, The Science and Art of Design Thinking. The course is brought to you by the School of Design Thinking. This session deals with the five frictional forces, namely, doubt, conflict, anger, fear, and ego. These are five of the 13 forces that influence the design mind. The session is about 20 minutes long. Have a pencil and workbook handy, and open your mind to learn and grow. Now, over to Arun Jain.
Now I am moving to a five frictional forces which stop the design. You have all the dollars in the company and many innovations might have happened. First thing which happens is, when did you last raise hand for clarification? In a classroom, any session which you are being attended or any product design is happening, when did you raise hand to ask the question? What prevents you to raise that hand? A lot of time you want to raise hand but you don't raise hand. What prevents you to raise that hand when you have doubt in your mind? How many times have you felt that you knew the right decision but that you didn't take it? A lot of time it comes to mind, I knew the answer here. How many times you felt that? Somebody else has launched that product and you say, I could have launched the product myself. So this is what is called doubt. First force, frictional force is called doubt. Doubt is, you're not clear, should I raise hand, should I ask the question, should I clarify? That is about the doubt. It is about uncertainty. You're uncertain about yourself. Not a belief system within yourself, you are uncertain about it, or you are indecisive. There are only three elements of a doubt. And doubt is the first force. If you have all the five elements of Sapia, doubt is one element which doesn't allow the design thinking to take. Somebody will raise hand, I'm not comfortable. I don't want to go forward. So this is the negative side of doubt. What is the positive side of doubt? Pardon? Skill, expertise, perspective, the five forces of growth. The skill, expertise, perspective, idea, alignment. So that's the Sapia. The doubt is just not clear, uncertain. So doubt is the first frictional force. It's important to have raised doubts, because when you're designing certain things, raising doubt is the right thing. Because being uncertain, because you're not sure what the market is, who is the customer, how will he accept it, that's important for us to raise doubts. But which stage in the life cycle of product design when you have to raise doubt is important to understand. That's what I call frictional force. Doubt is not negative. Doubt is negative when the product is just going to market and somebody says, I'm not comfortable. And if he has a valid reason for not uncomfortable, is okay. But if he doesn't have valid reason for uncomfortable, the product will not be going to market. So you will not be able to take the product to the market. And that's where the doubt can act negatively. Doubt can act positively when I'm starting a requirement management. When I'm doing a product engineering, I start taking unstated need of the customer. That time it becomes positive. It becomes negative when product is fully ready to go to market and you raise a doubt. Doubt is an outcome of the inverse of doubt is a clarity. Clarity in thinking process. So how do you express doubt? The people in the teams are unclear. So sometimes a clarity in the vision reverses the doubt frictional forces. That how clear you are, you can think. You can articulate into one word. The movie to be articulated in one word is a clarity. When you say, you describe the movie in 20 words, I would say anybody can speak in this forum about 30 words, 40 words. But when you say one word, the few people will be able to condense that emotion into a one word. That brings a clarity. What is a conflict? Is it bad? Conflict?
No.
Conflict is bad or good? It's good? What do you tell to your child? Nene, what do you tell to your child? Last time you tell to your 10th standard student, is conflict good or bad? Don't argue. Don't have a conflict with your mother. Don't have a conflict with your father. Don't have a conflict with your brother. Don't have a conflict with your sister. What is your message? It's bad, no? Conflict is bad. Since I'm asking this question here, we say conflict is good. It's a contextual good, but conflict as a word in our mindsets have been burnt in is a negative. Because from childhood, every parent, when we grew up, our parents also told the same thing to us, that conflict is bad, please avoid conflict. So conflict definition, what is a conflict actually? If you break down the anatomy of the conflict, I'm saying the word conflict, you look at anatomy. Anatomy is just breaking down, yeah. Incongruence in value is a conflict, okay? Pardon? The mismatch of the thought, what you think and what other person think. And if you want to give a word to it, mismatch of thought means? Mismatch of opinion. Three words of mismatch of thought is, if you want to compress out together, is opinion. Is in your opinion and his opinion is different. Yeah, contrarian view. Contrarian view is what? Different perspective. Views are nothing but a perspective. The way I look at from which belief system I see the particular problem statement, it's a perspective. Contrarian view is nothing but a, the contrarian view is a, contrarian means inverse of it. It's a negative word, contrarian. If you just remove the contrarian, you just keep the word view, then it's a simple to handle. Just remove the word contrarian, because contrarian has a judgment element built into it. When you do any conversation, don't pass a judgment words. Contrarian is a judgment word because you said, this is a contrarian. It means that is wrong, I am right. Till the time I am saying it's a different view, I am okay. As soon as you apply a word, contrarian, which is, you pass a judgment already. So other person, what is the response of the other person would be? It will be reaction. It will not be response, because you have activated a, you denigrated the other view as a contrarian view. You already put it down to him, that's a contrarian view. If you say it's a view, till the time it's okay. As soon as you say contrarian, so this is an important point of the difference in perspective. So first definition of it is difference of opinion, difference of perspective, or difference of expectation. You want a breakfast on the table at 8:30 and breakfast comes at 8:35. You want to reach office at 9:30, you reach at 9:45. You got stuck in 3 red lights, you wanted to travel. Each one is an expectation mismatch. Each time there is a conflict happens in the mind. Is expectation mismatch. Project management, when you customer asks you to deliver in 3 months time, in 90 days time, it's expectation mismatch. So any conflict between customer and us, a project management conflict, product development conflict, is sources, either it can come from opinion, that your opinion to solve that problem is 15 days and customer believes that problem can be solved in 2 days, then there will be conflict. Because he believes that it is a 2-day work and you believe it's a 15 days work. It could be opinion, then you have to substantiate your work saying it's not a 2-day work, it's a 15 days work, because this requires these many 25 elements to go into that particular work. He may have a perspective that this product should have come with this particular thing as a basic product. And you're saying it's a change request. It's a perspective difference. If you know the source of where the conflict is getting created, we can resolve, we can sit down and have a dialogue. So word of resolving conflict is a dialogue. There's a difference between that word called dialogue and discussion. They have different origins. Dialogue word comes from a two elements, dia and log. Log is coming from a logic. Discussion is coming from the word discuss, cushion. It's a force, it's a kind of a fight. Discussion word is coming from an underlying word which connotes the fight. Dialogue, that you solve the resolution of the problem by dialoguing rather than by discussion. In a lot of our corporate vocabulary, we use the word discussion than dialogue. Dialogue means I'm listening, both are listening to each other. The third force, I say anger, I'm using the negative word here, I'm not using the positive word. Positive word for anger is acceptance. The inverse of that positive word, I call it acceptance. Both are A, anger and acceptance, both have a one root cause, come from the same source, called failure. The root cause of anger is a disappointment of failure. This mismatch of expectation is a first source of anger. How you handle the mismatch of your expectation which you had results into disappointment. Cumulative disappointment leads to anger. When you want to define anger, how you plot a anger, because which we experience every day in our human life. Anger, we see it as a power of, anger is expressed as a symbol of power. We all use anger as a symbol of power. If I'm hierarchically, if I'm age-wise older, I have a right to be angry. If I'm in an organization, I'm hierarchically top higher, I have a right to be angry. Authority, it's a symbol of authority, symbol of power. Authority in a house, the same hierarchy is defined. Hierarchy is defined within the corporation, and anger is a prerogative of the person who is elder to the previous person. In design thinking, the context is a most important thing is the context. Not the conflict is not negative, authority is not negative, everything is right, because for alignment, authorities are important. But anger is coming out of the helplessness. When you are helpless, that is the time when anger comes in. When you are physically helpless. Since you are helpless, you are just not able to do anything about it. Now if I want to take this analogy of anger slightly more in detail, because in design thinking, this is one of the biggest force of destructing the entire design thinking process, because sometimes design thinking process runs for 2 years. When you are designing a new product, when we were designing the design center in Nambur, in OMR, it took 18 months for us to design the design center. 18 months for designing on the paper, not physically. Because we were trying to look at it as design thinking, the challenge which I was looking at it is that we need to physically manifest this design thinking into some physical space. So let me go to the anger. What is the anatomy of anger? Like we say anatomy of conflict, we are saying anatomy of anger. Let me say, each one has a different anger temperament. We all have a different temperament. If each one has a container, you assume that you have a temperament container which is of 1 liter. 1 liter of disappointments. So in a day, you can carry the, your container is 1 liter, your disappointment can be carried in it. Somebody else whom we call, he is a very patient person. What do we mention? Patient person means he has a container of 5 liter container instead of 1 liter container. Because disappointment is happening to him also, and disappointment is happening to you also. If your container is 1 liter and his container is 10 liter, he will not express the anger. Every disappointment will lead to some internal negative emotion, because disappointment is a, and what is disappointment? Mismatch of the expectation. So disappointment can be 20 milliliter disappointment, could be 50 milliliter disappointment, could be 500 milliliter disappointment. If you are late in a meeting, it could be 20 milliliter disappointment. If your boss is very strict, the same late in the meeting will become 100 milliliter disappointment. But losing a deal on which you are working for 1 year and you lose a sales deal, it will be 1000 milliliter disappointment. And that's why the anger has to be explained very carefully. Anger is not, is only a, what we see anger is the tip of the iceberg. Underlying of a anger is all disappointment, mismatch of expectations, all are underlying element, temperament, all these things are underlying elements. So some of the places that they don't have a patience to do the design thinking for beyond a point. They want a result within a one meeting, two meeting, three meetings. Sometimes you require three meetings just to understand the problem statement. For design thinking problem, sometimes when I'm doing it, I tell the people don't expect an outcome of this meeting, because when it comes to chairman office, the expectation is chairman will give a decision. So after this meeting, I'll get a decision. So I will tell them this meeting which I'm doing, first time meeting, that I was designing a performance management system. So I said, don't expect anything in this meeting. In first meeting, I'll not even understand the problem statement. First meeting is only brainstorming meeting. You keep speaking what models of performance management are, what elements of performance management are, what makes the people happy, what makes the people unhappy. Just keep telling me the incidents. Let's all share what incidences we are noting down. Observe the pattern. Don't expect any answer. Leave the meeting one day to seep in. Our subconscious mind start processing. Second meeting should happen after 2 days. Or two, minimum 2 days, it can be a week later. Because when you get a problem statement, like Paul was saying, some problem statement that if we give an unstated need and product doesn't have it, it opens up the Pandora box. I said, okay, if you know the right question, let's allow seep in. Maybe you collect the patterns in what clients, what has happened, what has not happened, and then work on those problem statement. But give a sleeping time. Sleeping time is a very strong ability for you to absorb the, distill the problem statement. Don't try to solve the problem. The biggest challenge for a hierarchy in the organization and being a chairman of the company, you seem to be knowing that you should be the decision maker. Everybody comes to your room being a decision maker, not a design problem. They bring with them the two options, and you say choose the one option. And a lot of time I have to go back saying, is this the only two option? Or there could be third option available. For that, let's discover and design the whole process from the zero base. But it requires the patience that I need a three sessions. First session is only very vague. And people, senior people who come from the lateral industry in the company, they feel very uncomfortable. Because they are not observe that pattern, that meeting of the chairman goes without any answers. It created more questions than more answers. And expectation management of the corporate world is, the more hierarchical you go, the more decision you will get. The second session, some clarity happens. Few clarity happens. The blocks start coming in. Heuristics start happening. Only by third meeting, you get an algorithm. Sometime it's third meeting, sometime it's a fifth meeting, where the algorithm start coming in. So when you're designing a corporate processes, you need to give the time of 4 or 5 or 6 meeting with the same group. The group should not change. 5 or 6 people who sit on that problem statement for design, they should remain same. Now, fourth frictional force. How many disagreement you have with the supervisor? How many people have a disagreement with their supervisors? So a lot of you have a disagreement with the supervisors. How many times did you not express it? Did you express your disappointment, the disagreements? How many people have expressed clearly that this is my disagreement? You expressed clearly. A lot of people have not expressed it. Few people have expressed it. Few people have not expressed it. What were your fears? They will become judgmental. My supervisor will become judgmental. Fear of being rejected. Fear of being rejected is a very strong emotion. What else, Antar? Afraid of growth or promotion. Very good point. Overriding authority. Pardon? Believe in supervisor exposure. You believe supervisor doesn't know you?
He might be correct.
He might be correct, okay. So are you trusting yourself? Go back to the first thing. Are you trusting your own judgment first before making a disagreement? If your judgment is right on your own, the first thing, doubt, whether you cross the boundary of doubt, then your fear comes in. Pardon? Sometimes you may blind spot for the supervisor. Sometimes a disagreement will be maybe a blind spot of supervisor, because supervisor may not be doing the actual job. So your fears are coming from just unknown. First is of going wrong, of failure, or commitment, because somebody said, oh, fear of commitment. If I tell this to him, he'll put back the job to me. That's a positive for you to do that job, because if you do that job, you will demonstrate your capability in doing that job better, and there may be additional pressure on you, but that will lift your profile. So your promotion will happen because you are able to do a different job than what is given to you. And finally is fear of unknown. Most of the time fear is of unknown. When you say he will fire you, it's a fear of unknown. If you are a competent guy, nobody can fire any incompetent guy in his own any organization. Take it from me. If you are incompetent, anyway you will not be surviving. If you are competent, nobody will fire you ever in the organization. Sometimes we are fearful. Fearful internally. Trusting yourself. When we say leaders have needs a courage, design thinker needs a courage. They need to express themselves, and there, once you have to express themselves two times, your expression will be wrong. You will get beaten down. Next time you will prepare more deeper and then go and express your point of view. Because when you have to raise a point of view, you need to be right at least two times. If you raise a frivolous point of view, you will lose your credibility. So that is the fear of losing the credibility. So courage is about taking that decision and moving to the next step. So fourth step is about ego. Is the ego good or bad? It's a bad, huh? It depends on whether you feed the ego and ego feeds you, okay? Yeah, so somebody say ego which holds, take you forward is an ego, your self-esteem, your force that I want to be different, I want to contribute more, that is the one which takes you, that force takes you forward is the ego. I define ego slightly differently. I say ego is what? Where say I know it all. The expression of ego in my vocabulary, which is slightly different from a expressive vocabulary which you are listening to it, is not about he is arrogant or something. I'm saying ego is, I know it all. When supervisor believes that he know it all, and his cluster is ironclad, the first statement you do, listen to, that is the ego. So these five elements which we are talking about, the frictional forces, first is doubt, second is conflict, third is anger or acceptance, fourth is fear, fifth is ego. These five elements are what holds back Sapia. The three value creators, which I call it. So I call these five forces, frictional forces, as decaf. So you drink a coffee, have a decaffeinated coffee. So doubt, conflict, anger, fear, ego is decaf.